Day 174, or June the 23rd. God supplies all we need. Our thoughts today are rooted in Psalm 118, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Each of these six psalms is directly connected to the Passover feast. The first two were sung before Passover, and the remaining four were sung during the meal and afterwards. Bearing this in mind, we can be quite sure that all these psalms would have been sung by Jesus himself, many times, as well as by his disciples. Passover was the key celebration of the Jews in the days of Jesus, and still is today. They remembered when their ancestors were given the following information in Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. The blood on the doorposts will serve as a sign, marking the houses where you were staying. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Their trust in the blood of the Lamb resulted in their deliverance from death. The same is true today for everyone who trusts in Jesus and his blood sacrifice. That's why many believers still use the phrase, covered by the blood, which refers to Jesus, but also looks back to Passover. Our thoughts today are centered on Psalm 118, which was Martin Luther's favorite. And now, our action step for today. Today's verse is the first and last one in Psalm 118. At the beginning and the end, we are reminded that our God is good, and his love endures forever. So we are to give him thanks. In his goodness, we have everything we need to live life to the full. When someone is so good to you, it isn't hard to be thankful. In fact, it's perfectly natural. In these days when manners and common courtesy seem to have disappeared, maybe we do need a reminder to give thanks to God for all he has done for us. Throughout today, whenever you say or hear the word thanks, why not look up and say a silent thanks to God too, for all he has done? You may find it helpful to listen to January the 21st as well.